What is up, guys? Welcome back to the show. Just wanted to hit you up and let you know that we are working on the new roundtable episode, getting it edited and out to you guys. And I've got another couple of reads on the way. But today, really quick, I just wanted to share a Two Sats video that it did pretty well on Twitter and YouTube. And it really works well with the video, but it's an analogy that I've always thought was really powerful, and it really just goes to show how destructive creating money out of thin air really is, because we just kind of hand wave it. It's been completely and utterly normalized, even in the context of people who recognize it as theft or recognize it as a problem. We don't understand, or it's hard to wrap your head around, the scale of how much damage and misinformation is being put into the market. And I thought this was a really great analogy to make it visible, or to make it more personal. I just want to also thank our sponsors. First, thank the Audionauts for supporting the show, but then also Ledin.io for Bitcoin-backed loans, to Synonym and their PubKey, PubKy.app, to Chroma, GetChroma.co, which they're having a really great sale right now, by the way. And then to the HRF, the Human Rights Foundation, their Financial Freedom Report, and all the stuff they do for freedom around the world. You can find details, links, and all that good stuff in the show notes. With that, let's hit Guy's Two Sats on what does $6 trillion really mean? In 2020, the United States government and central bank printed $6 trillion out of thin air and then distributed it through a whole bunch of subsidies, special interest projects, huge corporations and financial institutions, and basically any politically connected entity that had the lawyers and lobbyists necessary to make sure that they got their cut. I think most sane people hear that and think that's a huge number, and they understand at least that that's not fair. But I think the magnitude of the word trillions gets lost in our little linear brains. So I want to take a minute to explain what it means to print $6 trillion. First, we need to understand why the free market works. When you have money that is fair, sound money, where the rules are the same for everybody, it means essentially to spend money, you have to earn money. It means that every economic decision has skin in the game. There is no objective unit of value. All value is only relative. So the only reason that you know for sure some product or choice on how to spend your time isn't worth $500 is simply because you are the one who paid the price to get that $500. You are the only person who can feel and is bearing the responsibility for that $500 cost. So every time you choose product A over product B, or you spend money on your kid's braces instead of a new TV, or you buy the car that you need instead of the one that you want, you are directing the resources that you made in the world to tailor the economy to what you need. Now, the average American earns $2 million over their entire lifetime. Every hard choice, late night, emotional breakdown, every hope and dream they ever strived for, all of the blood, sweat, and tears that shaped the world according to their values rests in that $2 million. To print $6 trillion out of thin air and politically redistribute it means to erase the entire lives of 3 million people from economic existence. All of it. Poof. The care and concern of 3 million lifetimes worth of decision-making and judgments were replaced with a laundry list of corporate subsidies, a bunch of bailouts for corrupt financial institutions, interest-free loans to giant corporations that just use it to swallow up all of the small business in the country, blatant money laundering, and then a huge list of just political virtue signaling in 3,000 pages of nonsense written by a bunch of lobbyists that not a single person in Congress even reads.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
And that was just 1 year. And everybody wonders why it feels like the country's going to shit and nothing we do matters. It's because it doesn't. We literally use a money that lets them steal the economic weight of every decision we ever make. The very tool by which we transmit our values into the world has a master key, and the counterfeit class uses it whenever it is convenient for them. We have a fiat economy that reflects the fiat values of the counterfeit class, and it cannot and will not get better until we use a money that they can't control. But that's just my two cents.